But Galveston had an older and a bigger port until the ship channel was finished, and that was, oh goodness, I think the ship channel was built before the war. So that would have been in the 30s, say. Mm-hmm. And Galveston went gradually downhill, really, since the 1900 storm. Mm-hmm. It's not any bigger now than it was then, while Houston has about quintupled in size. And the port being its biggest industry meant that when the port became less commercially valuable, then a lot of the people who had been connected with it came to the Port of Houston. Galveston was a big trading center. It was probably one of the biggest cotton exporting mm-hmm. places. So there was a big cotton exchange. There was a big cotton exchange in Houston too, but there were cotton warehouses and things like that at Galveston.
Is Galveston becoming sort of the resort area?
Yes, it has some of that, but it still has a lot of old families who just live there and bank and run grocery stores and run filling stations. And there's a big hospital there, mm-hmm. a very good medical center.
Which hospital?
Seeley. John Seeley Hospital.
Bentaub. That's in Houston.
Bentaub is the county hospital in Houston, in the medical center. The John Seeley Hospital in Galveston has a very good medical school connected mm-hmm. to it. And it's got a lot of different diversified interests. The shrimping industry is still very big.
Is that a lot of Cajuns?
No, mm-hmm. not many. There'd be a few, but not too many. Mm-hmm. The shrimpers are mostly Galveston people. They've been there a long time. Galveston's older than Houston. Mm-hmm. which was founded in 1836, and Galveston's been there a long time before that.
I might go up there. I've been planning to go out, just drive out there and see what it's like sometimes. About an hour's drive?
About, a little over an hour. It's right nice. A lot of people really just go crazy over it and think it's marvelous. We who live here think it's kind of grungy. It's not a very tidy looking town. Uh-huh. It has a lot of old houses, and some of them are just charming Victorian mm-hmm. gingerbready things. And there are a couple of big red stone castle type buildings where huge mansions of lumber kings and cotton kings and so forth.
Do most people here go out there for the beach? That'd be the nearest.
Well, it's the nearest beach. Port Arthur and Galveston are the nearest beaches. And a lot of people do go, but we haven't been to the beach down there in years and years because it's gotten much too crowded. Mm-hmm. Remembering it as a child, you go to the beach and there might be five other people in yeah. sight, unless you went to Stewart Beach, which was the one where they had the boardwalk and rented the umbrellas and sold the junk food. But the rest of the beach is sort of grayish sand. It's not beautiful, clean, white sand mm-hmm. like Mississippi beaches. And the water is green, and if there's been much rain, it gets sort of muddy green. It's not beautiful, clear, sparkling blue waves.
Say the child is just learning to dress himself. The mother brings in the clothes and tells him, now here.
Get dressed.
Or here, what, your clothes?
Here are your clothes, what? Here, put on your clothes?
No. Did you ever say, here is your clothes?
No, I'd say, here are your clothes.
And if you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. I
won't hurt you.
What about I ain't gonna hurt you?
No, definitely uneducated rural.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Only in joking.
How would you use it joking?
Probably in mimicking either black or country speech. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to do something or other.
And say if you're having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you might say, well, I'm right. What?
Aren't I? Is that what you're trying? That's, okay, yes, I'd say aren't I. I would never say ain't I.
Okay. And